love a little kiss. I would give you all my life for this. As I hold you fast and bend above you, and I hear you whispering, I love you.
The makers of Babbo present the new radio drama, Laura Lawton. The story of a girl who didn't know what she could do until she had to do it. A story of courage and love and life, which takes place in the most exciting city in the world today, in Washington. Homemakers, if you're interested in removing dirt and stains from your painted woodwork, you welcome this letter from Mrs. Helen Hathaway, York Village, Maine. Mrs. Hathaway writes, quote, "After having tried many different cleaners, I'm thoroughly convinced that Babbo is the finest cleaner I've ever used. Yes, Babbo is absolutely tops. It's so quick, so thorough, so easy. Why, I just used it a few minutes ago to clean the painted woodwork of my pantry, and you should just see it now. The woodwork's as bright and shining as new, and smells so fresh and clean. What's more, I use Babbo to clean my bathroom, too, because it removes discolorations and stains in a jiffy, makes my fixtures sparkle and gleam. Now that I've proved everything you say about Babbo is true, I'll never be without it." Unquote. Thank you, Mrs. Hathaway. And ladies, once you try Babbo, you'll never be without it either, because Babbo is so quick, so thorough, so easy to use. And here's why. Today, it's grease that causes 90% of your hard scrubbing and scouring. Babbo was created specifically to dissolve grease. And with grease gone, all dirt and stains wipe away gently and quickly. Why, you'll say you're through household tasks in half the time. Prove this for yourself. Ask your grocer today for Babbo in the famous green can with the big white letters, B-A-B-O. Today's chapter of Laura Lawton. This afternoon, Laura's brother-in-law, distinguished Rex Lawton, came to the shipyards after Peter Carver had been gravely injured and suggested that Peter be brought to his gracious, centuries-old Virginia home, Rexford Court. And now Peter and Laura, Laura's secretary, May Case, and his 18-year-old sister, Gail, are in Rex's home. It is night. And Laura has come downstairs alone. She has found her way into a dimly lit room where she sinks into a chair by the window. And Laura is thinking.
I can't face it. But I've got to. I'm guilty of what's happened to Peter. I should have told Peter that Happy was dead, that he'd been shot. I should have told May that Mr. Castle was near the shipyards last night. That he asked me to get him a pass to be in the yards today during the launching. Oh, but I don't know. I don't know that Mr. Castle did get into the yards without a pass. I have no reason to think he was connected with the accident. I haven't thought Peter knew what had happened to Happy. I haven't thought that he might have quarreled with him and shot him. Mr. Castle says that's what happened. But I've known it couldn't be true. And yet, Peter wouldn't admit that he saw Happy that night. He acted as if he had something to hide. And now he's terribly injured. Somehow, I'm positive Russ Gilman is back of all that's happened.
Laura, dear?
Oh, May, have you come from the doctor?
Oh, dear, I've been telephoning.
I was upstairs, but the nurse, Miss Bradley said there was nothing I could do. She told me to leave. They don't seem to know anything. She doesn't, and Dr. Marshall just motions me away when I try to talk to him.
Did you get Gail to sleep?
Yes.
That's fine. Oh, Laura, you must be very tired. You look simply exhausted.
You must be tired, too. You've been carrying the whole burden. I haven't been any help. I haven't stood it half as well as you.
Well, this would be no time to go to pieces. The only thing I can do for Peter is to go ahead with his work and keep the accident out of the papers, if it's possible. Thank heaven the newspaper men left the yards this afternoon just after the launching.
You don't want it known that Peter's badly hurt.
He wouldn't want it.
May, he still doesn't recognize any of us. He doesn't know he's been brought to Rexford Court. And I wondered
no,
if we...
No. Now, don't worry about his having been brought here. Dr. Marshall thought it was best. Oh, Lamb, now I'm going to need you to help me during the next few days.
And I've got to show more courage. That's what you mean.
No, not that. You don't lack courage.
May, if anything should happen, if he shouldn't get well...
Darling, we must steel ourselves against thinking that. Now, soon after the accident, you said very much what I'm saying now. We can't break down. And you mustn't, because Peter is depending on you. Gail is your responsibility. And Peter depends on you as though you were her older sister.
There were only something I could do besides wait to hear how he is.
You've been helping in every way you can. And I'll need you tomorrow. That's why you must be careful of your strength now. Go to bed soon and get some rest.
But she can go upstairs now, May.
Oh, Rex, have you talked with the doctor?
Yes, have you, Rex?
Well, there's no change. But I got permission for Laura to see Peter for a very few minutes.
Thank you, Rex.
She's
gone, May. She can't hear you.
Oh, she'll be ill herself if she's not careful.
Well, it's because of what you were telling me, isn't it? This is the aftermath of days of nerve strain?
Yes, yes, but did you talk to Dr. Marshall?
Yes.
Well, Rex...
Peter's badly hurt.
Oh.
How dangerously can't be determined yet. There's a possibility of a spinal injury.
Oh.
Well, he has no injury that'll mean an operation. You already know that.
But a spinal injury may be...
No, we don't know. We don't know. But don't tell Laura anything.
No.
Tell me about the accident.
Well, I've told you all I know, Rex. There was a faulty support under the keel of the ship.
Well, how was that possible? The ship was launched safely.
Yes, but after the launching, the timber crashed down and Peter was pinned under it.
How could such a thing have happened, Mary?
Oh, it will be investigated, Rex. The yard superintendent, Mr. Johnson, says what you say. How could it have happened? It's not the kind of accident that happens in our yards.
Well, now, what is it about Laura's thinking someone was in the yards who shouldn't be there?
Well, for weeks she's had an obsession that she was being followed, that there was something or someone threatening her.
But there have been mysterious telephone calls.
Yes, yes.
And all this persecution began after Russell Gilman tried to get control of the shipyards.
Yes, Rex. Mm-hmm. Now, I've told you as much as I know. And oh, what a relief it was to be able to. I don't know what connection, if any, Laura's hysteria has with the accident. I just can't think. There was that creature Happy's being in Washington some time ago.
That's strange, May. I think it's very strange. Peter was so disturbed about that, so angry. And then dropped the matter. And you say that some of the odd things Laura has said have been concerning Happy.
Yes. Oh, but none of it has any meaning, Rex. Nothing has any meaning except Peter's being so desperately hurt.
Yes, come in, Mrs. Lawton.
I may stay with Mr. Carr for a while, Miss Bradley.
For a very short while. Mr. Rex Lawton got permission from Dr. Marshall.
Oh, Peter.
I'll be in the next room. The connecting door is open.
I'll sit here beside him.
Well, don't disturb him. I'll be just in
yes,
here.
Yes, Miss Bradley. Oh, Peter, darling. Peter, I hope we did the right thing in bringing you here from the yards. I hope you're no worse. But I know you aren't. Everything that can be done for you is being done. See you lying there so quiet and not be able to help you.
No.
Darling, if you could recognize me, I think I could endure it. I wouldn't be so afraid then.
No, Laura.
You say my name, but you don't know I'm here.
I know.
You know? You're trying to say something.
Laura?
Yes, darling, it is Laura. Peter?
Yes, Laura.
You do know I'm here.
Something to tell you.
Oh, hush. I mustn't let you talk.
About Happy.
Happy?
Laura, listen.
Oh, you must be better. You do recognize me.
Something to tell you.
Yes, Peter.
Happy and important.
Are you trying to tell me something about Happy?
Yes. I want you to know I...
What?
I...
Mrs. Lawton, I asked...
He wants to tell me something.
You will have to go out.
But Miss Bradley has something on his mind. He
I'm
wants
sorry.
To...
You will have to go out right now. He mustn't be disturbed.
Miss Bradley, when a person is ill and is worried about something, it's better to...
You'd better talk to Dr. Marshall about it, Mrs. Lawton. I'm following his instructions. If Mr. Carver tries to talk to you, you can't be allowed to see him.
But he wants me with him. He tries to talk because there's something he wants to tell me. Perhaps something he wants me to do.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Lawton. No.
The door is shut. Laura, in an agony of mind, wonders what Peter wanted to tell her concerning Happy. But sudden fear for Peter blots out the question. Sudden fear for Peter, which sends her to Dr. Marshall for reassurance, for hope. You'll want to hear tomorrow's deeply human chapter of Laura Lawton. When you clean white canvas or buckskin shoes, try the new fast, easy way thousands are now discovering with Babbo. You'll be amazed. Just sprinkle a little Babbo on a moist cloth, wipe the shoes, and dirt smears and stains come off on your cloth. Grime is not merely covered, it's off. And you know white dust to rub off on everything. The reason Babbo cleans white shoes so easily is the same reason it saves time and work in all household cleaning tasks. On bathtubs, woodwork, stoves, refrigerators, pots and pans, Babbo dissolves the grease that practically all grime today clings to. And with this grease dissolved, dirt and stains wipe off in a flash. A little Babbo goes further, works faster too. So Babbo saves you time and money every day you clean. Next time you buy groceries, ask for grease dissolving Babbo, spelled B-A-B-O. Today with food prices so high, learn the inexpensive way to get your vegetables. Get new Aunt Polly's soup mix. Choose from six tempting varieties. Aunt Polly's soup mix is ready in minutes. One envelope that you get for pennies gives you approximately half again as much soup for your money as corresponding canned soups. And it's good soup, rich in nourishment, with precious vitamins and goodness of garden fresh vegetables sealed right in. Today, get Aunt Polly's vegetable noodle soup mix. You've just heard another chapter of the new and inspiring radio drama, Laura Lawton, which is on the air at this time every Monday through Friday. Ford Bond, speaking for B.T. Babbitt Incorporated, makers of Babbo, and distributors of Aunt Polly's soup mix. Listen to David Harum later today on this station. Hear the story of the two sisters, one beautiful, the other seemingly plain, and what happens when the soldier fiancé of one sister returns from overseas. That's the story on David Harum at 11:45 a.m. Eastern Wartime today.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.